This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg has been a two-hospital town for more than a century. Now, many people are reeling and in shock after Cottage Hospital suspended operations days before it was set to lose Medicare funding because of numerous violations. But the community's other healthcare provider, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, says it's seen the writing on the wall for some time. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jane Carlson has the story.
Lisa DeKiesel is president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg and OSF Holy Family Medical Center in Monmouth. She says OSF Healthcare is tuned in to what's occurring in the communities it serves. And as they witness struggles at Cottage in recent years, OSF has been building infrastructure and adding services.
We certainly are beginning to prepare ourselves more and more to become the sole healthcare provider for our community and the surrounding areas.
DeKiesel says in the last couple of years, there's been a gradual influx of Cottage patients to St. Mary's for intensive care, emergency care, surgeries, and other conditions requiring hospitalizations. That's as Cottage made changes such as suspending its inpatient labor and delivery services in 2019. A year later, Cottage was sold to SBJ Group of Austin, Texas, amid the bankruptcy proceedings of previous owner Quorum Health Corporation. And Quorum claimed in bankruptcy filings that Cottage lost $20 million in operating expenses in 2018 and 2019. Over the last 6 to 9 months, as Cottage's staffing levels plummeted and its ICU closed, the influx of patients to OSF quickened. Even more recent developments mean OSF is preparing to take on even more of the community's healthcare needs.
We now will expect to begin to see more so of the shift to our clinic side, our ambulatory side, and kind of our outpatient setting.
Cottage's problems accelerated in recent months. Following an investigation by health officials in mid-November, Cottage was put in immediate jeopardy of its Medicare program being terminated. The initial investigation found the hospital's governing board failed to ensure the safety of patients. Subsequent investigations in December showed the hospital also was not compliant with Medicare conditions regarding physical environment, patient rights, and nursing services. The hospital was then notified by the Department of Health and Human Services it would lose Medicare and Medicaid payments on January 14th, and four longtime Cottage physicians with a combined 190 years of experience there retired at the end of the year. On January 3rd, Cottage CEO and owner Sanjay Sharma of SBJ Group filed for bankruptcy for the hospital's clinics. A few days later, on January 7th, five Cottage surgeons and other medical staff were terminated. That same day, a Cottage spokesperson confirmed the clinics would stay open, but only family medicine and women's health specialties remain. And then, on January 8th, the hospital suspended all other operations, posting signs to its doors that Cottage Hospital was temporarily closed. As a result, OSF is hearing from a number of patients who had established services and scheduled procedures with Cottage physicians and now have uncertainty about their care and their medical records.
We are getting a lot of phone calls, and we have a team, you know, that's really working hard to be resourceful as far as helping to understand exactly what challenges they're facing, what type of providers are they needing to connect with, what services are they needing, how do we help them to navigate that.
DeKiesel says OSF is well positioned to be the sole healthcare provider in the Galesburg area and is hiring to meet the demand, including working to hire doctors and nurses that have been terminated at Cottage. OSF also is seeing increased volumes in its Monmouth clinics and emergency department. The emergency department in Monmouth is undergoing a $5.5 million renovation and expansion, expected to be completed by early 2022. And in Galesburg, OSF just completed a full surgery department renovation and continues to add capacity. But the timing makes all of this a challenge. DeKiesel says it's a perfect storm in healthcare right now, with a massive COVID-19 surge and well-documented nursing shortages across the country.
And now you think of a local hospital closure on top of that. We are prepared to handle it moving forward. And again, there's been a lot of strategy put in place over the past few years to prepare ourselves for this.
There are some ways residents can help in not overwhelming a changing local healthcare system, however. DeKiesel says getting vaccinated, getting boosted, and following other COVID-19 protocols are key to getting through this storm. In addition, residents should only use emergency departments for true life-threatening situations. For non-emergencies, they should visit primary care providers or prompt care. I'm Jane Carlson.